I'm looking for an injection drug for my wife. It costs around $3,000 and insurance firms refuse to pay for it.
Earlier, it was easy to get chemotherapy drugs for my mother, but now I can't get them from anywhere.
There are hundreds of thousands of patients like these in Iran who are just unable to get life-saving drugs due to unilateral sanctions imposed by the West on Iran over its nuclear energy program. Western governments say their measures only target Iran's nuclear program, but these patients say otherwise. They say in reality, Western governments have only impeded Iran's international trade of medicine for illnesses like cancer.
I've been looking for my medication for the past 2 days, but I can't find it anywhere.
I have hepatitis virus that attacks the kidney. The virus is infectious and cannot be cured, but I take medication for the sake of others. I'm sick and tired of looking for it. It doesn't make any sense.
The officials of Darupakhsh, Iran's biggest pharmaceutical company, say European firms want to sell drugs to Iran, but they have no way of getting their money back because of banking restrictions. Iranian pharmacists also say that as a consequence, Iranians with serious illnesses have been put at imminent risk by what Western governments call the unintended consequences of sanctions.
In the past 2 months, the situation has come under control. The problem is that many patients don't trust the market and stock up medicine. We also have to deal with sanctions, restrictions, and higher prices, which only make the situation worse and leads to supply shortages.
Western media outlets acknowledge that the U.S. government knows that hundreds of thousands of patients in Iran have had their access to medicine restricted because of the sanctions regime. They also say that the U.S. government is not doing anything about it, except calling on its allies to tighten their sanctions regime, come what may. Iranian officials say the economic warfare against Iran is only designed to appease Israel and block Iran's regional influence. They also say that restricting medicine supplies is criminal because it violates the Fourth Geneva Convention. Adopted in 1949, the convention defines protections for civilians and outlaws the practice of total war. Amanodiri, Press TV, Tehran.